Have you ever found yourself moved to tears during prayer? Today we're exploring the beautiful gift of tears and the transformative experiences that come with it. Stay tuned for heartfelt testimonies from our community.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. Hello everyone! Before we dive into today's testimonies, I want to take a heartfelt moment to express my deep gratitude to each one of you for your kindness and support. Your words of encouragement mean a lot to me, so thank you once again. About a year ago, I made a video titled, What was Padre Pio's Silent Sorrow?, where I explored something called the Gift of Tears. If you haven't seen it yet, you can find the link in the description below. In that video, I asked you, my dear viewers, to share if any of you have experienced this profound gift of suddenly shedding uncontrollable tears. The response was incredible. Many of you wrote in, with some saying it happens regularly, while others have only experienced it once or twice in their lives. Today I'd like to share a few of these beautiful stories with you. Let's start with Matt's testimony. He wrote, After 30 years, I found myself giving confession. Upon conclusion, the priest told me that God had drawn me there to confession because he said the way to him was through his son. Then he asked me to say a prayer for him. When I exited the confession booth, I couldn't stop tears from pouring out. I've been a changed person ever since, and I pray for that priest when I think of him. I got closer to Jesus that day. Something profound happened to me. It was like Jesus had been waiting for me, and when I got there, I could tell he was pleased with me. Thank you so much for sharing your testimony, Matt. It's truly inspiring to hear about your sincere repentance and the profound transformation you experienced after confession. Your words remind us of the incredible mercy of God and how He patiently waits for each of us to come back to Him. Thank you once again. Our next testimony comes from Tori, who shared, I've also had the gift of tears during adoration many times, praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy and during Mass. Very often, I also shed many tears during confessions, and always receive a sense of peace in my heart and soul following. Thanks and glory be to God. Tears followed by peace. This is how we truly know these tears are a gift from the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Tori, for sharing your experience. Next, a viewer named Simona shares her experience with these moments of tears. She wrote, Yes, especially on Wednesday and on Friday, or on Tuesday when I either pray the sorrowful mysteries or I am offering fasting, the tears become more intense. It is sometimes like a fountain, and I can't stop it. I feel sorrow, mercy for the world, and I can see how much Jesus is suffering with Mary. My mom asked me why I was crying so much during prayer the other day. After communion, it always happens, and I feel peace. Those are tears of joy, like when He touches my soul. I always wondered if this was normal. I didn't know this about Padre Pio, And that's probably why I often call his name too when I can't control my tears during prayers. Thank you for this video. God bless. Simona, it's truly moving to hear how your moments of prayer evoke such deep emotions and connection with Jesus and Mary. Thank you for sharing your beautiful testimony, and God bless you as well. In these challenging times, many of us seek peace, clarity, and renewed faith. By joining the Protect a Child of Padre Pio program, you invite St. Padre Pio's powerful intercession into your life through our Padre Pio apostolate. Padre Pio, a saint who truly understands our modern struggles, offers healing, guidance, and encouragement. His mission is to comfort troubled hearts, and by becoming a part of this program, you open yourself to his blessings and support. As a protected child of Padre Pio, you'll benefit spiritually through regular holy masses offered for your intentions, a deeper connection to Padre Pio's legacy, and a community united in prayer. You'll also receive meaningful gifts like a personalized certificate, a photo of Padre Pio, his favorite prayer booklet, and access to exclusive resources, all reminders of his presence in your life. Your support helps us continue Padre Pio's mission and ensures daily prayers and blessings are offered for you. Take this step today to welcome his grace and guidance. Simply use the form below to set up your monthly gift and experience Padre Pio's powerful intercession in your life. Now, let's listen to Jeff's experience, which illustrates the power of prayer and fasting. Yes, once only, I prayed kneeling down at home, which I didn't usually do except at Mass. I was on a 21-day fast, and I was praying for four things: increased faith, to hear the Word of God, to know the Holy Spirit, and my private petition. I started weeping uncontrollably without provocation, and it became especially strong when I prayed for the person of my special petition. I could barely finish my prayers and even had to brace myself from falling over. Afterward, I figured out that it was the Holy Spirit, because my tears were water, and that is one of the signs of the Holy Spirit. I also believed that my special petition would be granted because of the Holy Spirit visiting me when I was praying for the petition. I have not received that petition yet, but the other three goals came true. Please pray for my private petition. Thank you. Jeff, it's been a year since you wrote this, so if you're watching this now, I hope you can let us know if you still need our prayers for your private petition. Thank you for sharing your testimony with us. In conclusion, something remarkable happens when we open ourselves to God's love and mercy. It is as if God's loving presence touches something deep within our souls, bringing out emotions we didn't even realize were there. I hope these stories of tears, whether they are tears of healing, repentance, or peace, serve as a gentle reminder to place everything in God's hands. Thank you so much for watching. If you have any personal stories you'd like to share with us, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can leave them in the comments section below, or email us at info@followingpadrepio.org. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.